Come on, lift your hands and thank Him. Life has been strange. Lift your hands and bless Him for all that He has done. How He's watched over you and kept you. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that all things will be done and have been done for Thine honor. For the name of Yahweh to be esteemed above all names. Messiah, you are the hope of Israel, the house of the called, the elect, the chosen and the faithful of Yahweh. I pray that the words, the preaching, the message today will resonate down in the souls and the hearts of your people, that they may hear the truth and buy the truth and sell it not. I pray you anoint your manservant to speak authoritatively with unction, the power, the wisdom of the Kodesh Ruach, your Spirit, Father. Not a ghost, but your Spirit. Not some disembodied body, but your Spirit, your breath, your life, your anointing, your Kodesh Ruach. Give the ears of the hearers ability to hear. And that the Spirit of Yahweh in them may witness of a truth. That Yahshua, Messiah, is the Son of Yahweh. And there is no other name but that name. Cannot be interchangeable, Father. His name can never be translated. It's Yahweh. Yahshua, Messiah. He is anointed of only you, Yahweh. The hope, the salvation of Yahweh. With the seal of thine anointing. And only in that name can it be expressed. No other name. For that we bless you. We thank you. And baptize this house with your Spirit today. That they may know that thy words are truth and everlasting. In all things we give you the honor and the praise. Your cure's mighty name, we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We do bless the Father for all things. We do thank Him. We exalt Him. And we do praise Him. For wonderful is the name of Messiah. His name is a righteous name. For His name express the Father's name. Not in some pagan identity. For the name of Jesus is of pagan roots. The word yes means solid. You can never deduct salvation from it. It is such a pagan generation, one that is filled with such ignorance, that the desire of the love for truth is not in the hearts of this generation. Men despise truth. They do not want their flaws to be revealed. When you tell someone of their inabilities and their insignificance, they become very irritated. You show them their sins, and they will rail against you. It is a foolish generation. Or I'm talking about those that say that they are, quote, saved, unquote. They truly don't even know what that means. We are the begotten of the Father. We have been begotten through a lively hope, and that hope is Messiah. He has the anointing of Yahweh. Now I understand the rhetoric of the world and what they say and what they speak. I was saved in the name of Jesus. I prayed in that name. My friends, believe me, Yahweh didn't hear you and your prayers. That is what the world says. Now, if I ask all of you all in Scripture, where does Scripture, first of all, talk about prayers and the first prayer? Now, none of you all can answer that. The first prayer in Scripture. So we must go back to the Torah, the Tanakh, and see what the power of prayer revealed and the strength of a man to offer a prayers unto Yahweh. That is the truth. I want to ask you all a question. You ponder this in your minds. You just don't know the Father. This is a generation that doesn't know Yahweh, nor his son Messiah, and they don't know the one that they call Jesus. For if they did, they would know that that name is a deceitful pagan lie. I don't retract that, and I don't take it back. Not at all. And I will not capitulate for any man. Now, there's something vitally important I want to express to the house today. And that is that we must have the Kudush Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, in order to pray in the Spirit. You cannot pray any other way. I'll ask you the question, would Yahweh delivered the house of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt? Did they know him? Yet the scripture said they cried. And Yahweh did not hear their prayers. Do you hear me? Listen to me. He did not hear your prayers. He did not hear their prayers. Do you hear me? They didn't know him. They didn't know who to pray to. He did not hear their prayers. They didn't know who to pray to. They didn't know who to call upon. But the scripture profoundly say this. I want you to hear this, saints. You that are converted, hear what the Spirit says. They did not know how to pray. He did not hear their prayer. But scripture says this. He heard the cry, that's all he heard, of his people. Because they were in bondage to slave drivers in Egypt. He heard their cries. And he declared that I must go down and deliver them. You don't know how to pray. We haven't learned how to pray. For Messiah, even as the apostles, mighty men, that Yahweh had personally chose to be his disciples, yet they did not know how to pray. And Messiah had to teach them how to pray. I want to read something in Scripture, because that is what the world says. I was delivered in the name of Jesus, or I prayed and he answered my prayers. Not so. Not so. Yahweh cannot capitulate on his word and the established path that he has established. And we were all in Egypt. Were we not? Were we not under the same bondage? And so are some of these things written for our examples and our learnings, or all these things? Well, then we must go to the Tanakh and see what Scripture says, the Torah, the law. And Yahweh works by a law and a principle. He doesn't work by this thing that black people call the Spirit, nor what the Caucasians. For the Spirit of Yahweh does not bring about a division. It does not cause this gyration and this folly that we sense today. It does not make a man cry like a dog or howl like a cow. It leads a man to the profound knowledge, revelation of inspired word of Yahweh, and that is his truth. You have learned the ways of the Church of God in Christ, the Pentecostal, the Lutherans, and all of their spirits are different. And the thing that they call the holy, D,
demonic power or the ghost, you can say what you want to. There's only one connotation applied to ghosts. And as a child, you associated that with just what it was. He never intended for his spirit to be called a ghost. That came by paganism. If you listen to the historical tellings of Lutheran, at the beginning of that story, it will tell you that the, quote, church was filled with paganism to the 1500s. And when those that were Gentiles began to put their hands on what we call doctrine, they began to pollute it and make it to assimilate into every kind of pagan ritual. And so they used idioms and terminology that would cause those that in their pagan worship to feel comfortable. That's what they did. And that is historical truth. That is why you need the spirit of Yahweh. You don't need the black man's spirit or the Caucasian man's spirit. You need to rescind the spirit of the Church of God or the Church of God in Christ and receive the Kudush Ruah of Yahweh. That's why there are things he cannot even tell you, for you're not even able to bear them. You will not even trust him. For Messiah said, I will pray to the Father. He said, I will inquire of the Father. He will send it, the Spirit, the Kudush Ruah. And the first assignment, first of all, you have been with me and you know me. You will know by the Spirit that it is from Yahweh, for it will testify of what things I have done that have come in the Father's identity of his name. You will know. And this trust they call the Ruah of Yahweh lies from the pit of hell. And I will challenge any man in scripture to show me the manifestation of this vile thing that they call the spirit that doesn't correct flesh. When he comes, he will reprove the world, your iniquitous, wicked ways. How can you say you have the spirit and you do things that are not permissible in the laws of Yahweh? No, I can see a man falling. But when you continue in that path, you grieve the Spirit of Yahweh. And he will remove his Spirit from you. I want to establish this first. Yahweh did not hear you because you prayed in a pagan name, Jesus. He heard you because of our cry. Because we were oppressed by the powers of hell. We didn't know who to pray to. You didn't know how to pray. You just began to cry, help me, God. You began to cry that way. Yet because of his chosen identity, he heard the cry. That is what he heard. He heard the cry. The first prayer in scripture. I know you don't know, but I will show you. I will tell you the first prayer. You will not find the first prayer but in that place. And the second prayer was in Samuel. Scripture points us to the path of truth. But you are such a lazy, slothful, wicked generation. You have no time for Yahweh. You have time for Walmart, Kmart, Dollar Mart. But you're not pressing for the mark. You got time for son, daughter, children, but no time for the truth of Yahweh. If Yahweh is your Father, you call him Father. He says, where is my honor? You don't honor his name. You're a flat out liar. His name must be honored. And this wicked world, they despise that name. And they all love Jesus. Christo. His roots are pagan. And I don't take it back. I don't even waver when I say that. I speak it emphatically with authority from my Father. For it doesn't exalt his name. In every name that the apostles or the prophets had, cities and places, things, altars erected, they acknowledge your way and the power of his anointing. Every last one of them. And the name Jesus doesn't even come close. There's a pagan deceit and lies. That's why the faggots can say they are Jesus lovers. Scripture says in Exodus, it is paramount that you receive the infilling of the Spirit of Yahweh. Why you don't have it, or why men don't possess it? Because they don't know it. Messiah even spoke, he said, if you then being evil, and you are father, you being evil, your mother's being evil, your intents are evil, your desires, because the trash that we call love today is not love. You've always been dealing with my heart concerning that. I have a profound truth I'm going to reveal even on that spirit of love. He said, you even been evil, and this generation is evil. You know how to give good gifts unto your children that you declare that are just and good. Then how much more, he said, my heavenly Father, Yahweh will not give the kudush ruah unto those that pray, fast. He says, simply ask those that are his. And the power of that demonstration is in Scripture too. We're ignorant. And a fool never wants to identify with his ignorance or his inability. A wise man will say that I'm not as learned as you. Philip and the eunuch, he said, how can I understand these things unless a man that is filled with that spirit revealed that unto me? Now that's the spirit of Jezebel. She tends to think that she can do, or her ways are perfect, and her ways are right, and she is a whore. She will fraternize with every kind of spirit there is. The Kodesh Ruah will not do that. It is a spirit that brings about an apartness. It separates. That is what it does. Scripture says in Exodus chapter 3. I want to read this. We understand this story here, or the revelation, that as Yahweh began to speak unto Moshe out of the burning bush, and he came for one reason. It says in verse 6, Exodus 3, moreover, he said unto him, I am Yahweh, or the father of your father. He said, I'm the father of Abraham, and the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. And Yahweh began to speak unto him profoundly. And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I've heard their prayers. He said, I've heard their cries by reason of their taskmaster or their slave drivers. For I know their sorrows, or he was saying that I have concern about their sufferings. And that is what Yahweh was saying. He didn't hear their prayers. He heard their cries. He heard their cries. They did not know how to pray to him. How do you know, preacher? Well, let's place line upon line and precept upon precept. He says, I've heard them. And he said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large land, unto a land that floweth with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. He said, come down. That's why I'm here with you today, Moshe. For this is a mighty power of deliverance that shall be wrought upon the house of Israel. They shall know me. Now they didn't know him. They were crying, but they were Yahweh's people. When Sister Horn prayed that day, she was simply Yahweh's daughter. She didn't know how to pray. She was just his. And he heard her by reason of her oppression from hell. Her mind was oppressed, her spirit, and that's why he heard her. That's the truth. For men did not even know genuinely how to pray. They prayed like the Pharisees with long pretenses of prayer and thought that they were heard for their much prayer. Not so. That is not scripture. And if you truly did research in scripture, you will find very little talked about in prayer, even in the New Covenant. You see, this is an ignorant generation. They go on feelings and emotions and what things they perceive to be right. Are you guilty of that, Pastor Roberts? Am I part of this generation? Thank you kindly. He says in verse 9, he said, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me. Their cry, their moaning of their oppression. They did not know who to pray to. There were thousands of gods in Egypt, or pagan statues and pagan groves. Israel was so wicked they would build a grove under every bay tree. They didn't know Yahweh. And scripture will show us that. That is why, brothers and sisters, if one possessed the true Holy Spirit of Yahweh, he has more than enough power to resist every power and spirit of hell. And that one can truly pray in the Spirit. And I will believe what will happen, what you always say will happen. He can truly remove mountains. He can lay hands on the sick. I believe that. What men call the Spirit today is not the Spirit. And I'm not blaspheming the anointing of Yahweh. I'm not the wisest man, but I'm too wise for that. And I believe you are too wise to sit here and let me denigrate the Father. My preaching will honor the Father. And what the Father has done in the hope of Messiah, I won't deny for any pagan fool. I will not be ashamed of his name. For no other name expressed the beauty of Yahweh, but Yahshua. The pagan Jesus name could never do it. Pastor Roberts, you tell me we practice pagan things. You have practiced many pagan things. You practiced the rituals of your mother, your grandmother, your father. You do things today because they were imparted into you to do because mama taught you that, regardless of whether it was right or wrong. You do those things. Now this is Yahweh talking. He said, I've come down. I've heard the cry of my house Israel. Verse 9. He said, and I have also seen the oppression. Are we not oppressed in this hour? I preached a message on that spirit of oppression and different spirits of depression, suppression. And this is a generation that is oppressed. The mind is oppressed. He did not hear them because they knew how to pray. He saw their oppression. And they began to weep. When one is oppressed, will they not cry? Don't tell me that you knew how to pray in your complex situations. You didn't even think much of Yahweh. He wasn't much on your mind. You can sit in all of your lies and deceit and say you prayed. You didn't do that. You'll find a moment you will say, oh Lord, help me, Father, in Jesus' name. I need your help. But there was no supplication of prayer. Don't tell me that. For it wasn't. You all might as well say, blessing Yahweh. Because I am going to preach. He said, I've seen all of the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. The world oppress you. You were oppressed by the world because you had tendencies that were familiar with the world. And you love that. And he heard and he saw how they were being oppressed. He says in verse 10, come now therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of that bondage of the world. It was not their prayers that they were in prayer sessions. They were in supplication. The most profound prayer, or the scripture shows us in the new covenant, the most profound prayer was Pentecost. When they gathered there in the upper room for 10 days and they prayed. That was a similitude or similarity of the prayer of Messiah in verse 70. For in that prayer, the very witness that he came to witness of the Father was revealed on Pentecost. And they began to speak in the tongues. And they began to speak of the wonderful works of Yahweh, the mighty power of Yahweh, that the witness of Messiah was true, that he came in the Father's name. And only in that name is there salvation. Did these people have salvation? Sure they did. That's why he said, Moshe, a deliverer. He said to deliver my people out of the hands of Egypt. That is a metaphor of the spiritual deliverance that we ought to walk in today. They were the people of Yahweh. He sent them there because they had rebelled. And our oppression comes because we have rebelled. We have sinned. No man should complain when Yahweh rewards him for his own sins. You ought to be grateful. For whatsoever a man soweth, he's going to reap that. And so if you sow to the flesh you're going to reap corruption. So you ought to shout and bless Yahweh for that, that you can see the rewards of those sins. So our cries came by oppression. I was oppressed that day 26, 27 years ago. I was oppressed by the world. My own mind oppressed me. I did not know the power of the Father, but I cried out because I was a called, elect, chosen vessel of Yahweh. And his house was his house. But did they know him? Did they truly know the Father? Just like you haven't known him. Look at verse 13. They didn't know who they were crying to. He didn't hear them because they cried, Yahweh, deliver me. Jesus, save me. He delivered them because he heard their cry. He heard their cry. And he said, they shall be in bondage for that amount of years because they have transgressed the laws of Yahweh. And look what he says in verse 13. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, behold, when I go to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them that the Father of our fathers hath sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, what is his name? They want to know the name. They didn't know the name of the Father. You didn't know the name of the Father. They didn't know the name of the Father. For if you had known the Father's name, you would have honored him. There's not a son in here that would not honor his father. And as a son honoreth father, so must we honor our father Yahweh if he is our father. Now if he's not your father, you will not honor him. So he heard them because they were oppressed. And Moshe had the spirit. He had the Kodosh Ruah. How is that? Well, I will show you in scripture. This spirit of Yahweh is not a new phenom. It has always been from the beginning. When Yahweh breathed the breath of life into man, he became a viable witness that Yahweh had did the work. And so when he came alive, he honored the Father. But that's what the Spirit does. This trust we've been taught and we have been traditionalizing, it is not what Scripture says. It is not what Scripture convey unto us. And so Yahweh put his Spirit into Adam. And he came forth to witness of the great mighty power of who had done that. And when he sinned, he knew that he had sinned. For he knew that he had grieved the Spirit of Yahweh. He knew that. And so he went to hide himself from the presence of the Father. Moshe said, who should I tell them? When they asked, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Their minds were so pagan and so corrupt. Yahweh says unto Moshe, tell them that I am who I say I am. I'm Yahweh. They ought to know me. They should know who I am. He said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel that Yahweh has sent me unto you. So they didn't even know who they were praying to. The priests, the high priests were corrupt. They began to do all kinds of pagan things. They were permissible. All kinds of things were permissible. Ezekiel, when Yahweh spoke to him and said, you go into the temple. You see what the elders doing. You see what the women doing. They're weeping for Tammuz. Isn't that amazing? Because Tammuz, his birthday is December 25th too. And so these women, Christmas time, this pagan identity, their pagan rituals, they will weep when they get gifts and things of that nature. But they won't weep for their souls. And so don't tell me that paganism has not been an intricate part or a spirit that has always tried to overcome the body of Yahweh. That is why Messiah said that Yahweh is going to build this assembly. It's not going to be entrusted into the hands of man. And he said that the powers of hell should not overthrow it. The powers of hell, why? Because he's going to send it, the Spirit, the Kudus Ru'ah unto you, and he will witness that what I've said is of the Father, for I speak nothing of myself. These are the words of Yahweh. So they didn't know Yahweh. You didn't even know the one you call Jesus. How do you know him until you learn of him? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, what yoke did he have? He had the yoke of the Father. Then you got to find out who the Father is to know the yoke of Messiah. You must identify who the Father is first to realize the works that he did, that they were easy works because it was not of his own will, but it was of the will of the Father. So you're not hurt because of your pretense and your much crying. That's what the world thinks. You weren't hurt because you cried out, God save me. You were oppressed, in bondage, you were bound. And even today, your own minds and your own thoughts, collectively, individually, they oppress you. And you finding yourself in that, you can say what you will. There is not much prayer. There's not much travailing. You don't even travail in good times. And when you are oppressed, you are literally thinking on that circumstance and that situation. You can say what you will. You can lie any way you want to, but you're dealing with a matter of your way here. And I speak the truth in Messiah. For he has promised me hope to see the face of the Father, that I will look upon him and live. Because in me is the life of the Father. That is why it behooves you to be filled with the Spirit. Well, how do you get filled? First of all, you cleanse yourself from your filthy ways. Now, you that sit here in this tabernacle, you're filthy. Your minds, your spirits, your heart, that lying trash you think you receive is not Yahweh's Spirit. No, I have to pretend I'm drinking water to speak in the language of Yahweh. And how relevant are the tongues today anyway, when they're not even interpreted? Joel said, I'd rather speak one, two words of understanding than to speak 1,000 words in tongues. And so you go to these whorehouses, everybody, but it's not your way, Spirit. Or you forbid to speak in tongues. No, I believe that there's an order of tongues. He begins to speak a manifestation of the gift. And it goes from him, then he begins to speak. When he finished, she begins to speak. And I would pray that there is one that interpret those tongues. Because no one is blessed from that. No one has received any knowledge from it. And so they think in these houses of ill repute, they're all hollering and screaming. That is not Yahweh's anointing. How do I know when Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, you cry and they cried and they holler and they spoke in all kinds of languages. He said, where is your God? Is he asleep? Has he gone on vacation? He said, I will call upon the name of Yahweh, and the one that answereth by fire. Now that's the one of validity. That's the one of truth. That it brought such fear upon the house of Israel that they killed all the prophets of Baal. And that whore, that Jezebel, stood up and said, what you have done to the prophets, I'll do the same thing to you. And you always say, yea, the dogs shall eat you. I'm telling you, says the dogs shall eat you. Why? Because in the tabernacle and house of Yahweh, there are no dogs in the kingdom. None whatsoever. No dogs. And I preach by the authority of my Father. No weak spirit here. None whatsoever. You need the Spirit. The Kudush. Ruach. Scripture tells us, this is for your learning and an example to you. Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 11. I want to read this account for your learning and for your understanding. Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 11. I want to begin reading at verse 1. It says, when the people complain, have you complained? Have you been a murderer and a murmurer? When the people complain, it displeases Yahweh. Anytime a man complains, it displeases Yahweh. I was talking to a brother last night. He called me after the broadcast. We were talking, and all of a sudden the telephone just went blank. He called me back. He said, Pastor Roberts, he was calling me from southwest Missouri. He said it was a bolt of lightning that hit the telephone. And of course, I revisited that day that the lightning struck me when we first purchased this land. He said it was a bolt of lightning that hit the telephone. I said, my brother. We began to talk. He said, we have had such rain here. I said, brother, I don't pray for rain, coolness, or anything. I pray Yahweh's will be done, for I have no complaints. And the old brother, you can tell, he's an elderly brother. He said, Pastor Roberts, what a truth. No complaints at all. He called because he wanted to give us a gift. And he said he will send that. And so when they began to murmur, it displeased Yahweh. And Yahweh heard it. We think he doesn't hear our murmuring, our complaints about bread or water. You're deceived. You're truly filled with the Spirit. You won't do that. And his anger was kindled. You tell me the Father got angry. The Scripture says his anger was kindled. And the fire of Yahweh burned among them. And consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. When or the people, when they began to cry out. It did not say they prayed, did it? Does it say they prayed? It said they began to cry out to Moshe. They did not know Yahweh. They began to cry out, or when the people and the people cried unto Moshe. And only then the first profound prayer of Scripture. Second one. And when Moshe prayed unto Yahweh, he prayed unto Yahweh, the fire was quenched. This is the second profound prayer. They did not cry out unto the Father. They cried unto Moshe. Now the first prayer, I will tell you where it's at in Scripture. It was when Abraham took Sarah at Abimelech. He took her to be his wife because Abraham said that she is my sister. Do you understand why he prayed the prayer? That night Yahweh began to deal with Abimelech in a dream. Why did he deal with the man? Why did he touch that man, that king? Why? Scripture tells us. He said, because of the He said, because of thee, he said, because of the integrity of thine heart, I will not suffer you to do the thing that you were about to do. The man had integrity. He had honesty. He always said, I will not allow you to be taken under the power of that spirit because you have integrity. Because of the integrity of your heart, he said, I will not allow that thing to suffer. He said, and Abraham shall pray for you, and thou shalt be delivered. And he went and cried unto Abraham, and the scripture says, and Abraham prayed for Abimelech. He prayed for him by the will of the Father. Our prayers that we pray because of our own fleshly strength? Not so. And 99.9% of our prayers are that. See my son. Touch my daughter, she's a Jezebel. Touch my son, he's a liar, he's a deceiver. Save my mother, not so. Our prayers have not been based upon the validity of Scripture. Based upon us and our covetousness and our lust and our sins. This is a very covetous generation. It is so covetous and wicked. Such a vile, evil, corrupt generation. That's the truth. They don't know how to pray. For Messiah taught us in this generation how to pray. And you can't pray any other way but that pray. You must identify him. If he is your father, you must show him honor. You must cry, my father, Abba, Yahweh. For your name is hallowed. That's how you pray. You understand that when they went to the priest for prayer, there was a certain ritual and a way that they prayed. They knew the Father. And they did not want the masses to contaminate his name. Yahweh never said that. He wants the rocks to cry out unto him, for he made all things. He is not some elusive God or Lord. He is Yahweh. That is his name. Scripture says, and in verse 3, and Moshe, he prayed unto Yahweh, and the fire was quenched. When the people cried unto Moshe, he prayed unto Yahweh, and the fire was quenched. And they called the name of the place there, Deberiath, because the fire of Yahweh burned among them. The names of those places were not just some obscure name, or name that did not identify with the power of Yahweh. That's why they named it that, to remind them that Yahweh's fire had burned there. Everything that he named was to give him honor. That stole his mighty character in his name. And these pagans of today have taken the identity of the Father and replaced it with Lord and God. And have taken the identity of the Son and given him Jesus, Jesus, and Lord. It's a lie from hell. And I will resist it with the might of Yahweh. He says in verse 4. No, in verse 3, and they called the name of the place, verse 4, look what it says here now. Do you understand what that means here? You probably read it, but we don't pay attention to things. He said, in the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. Those that were unconverted, they were ungenerated, they were vile, they were uncovered, they were not a part of the tabernacle or the true body of Yahweh. They did not understand the true, pure things of Yahweh. And so the scripture said they fell a lusting. When you began to mix your mind with natural spiritual things, you're going to lust. And they began to lust. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? What a vile thing. If he save you, you don't have to cry and cry out with pretense of prayers and long prayers. If he saved you, you can ask anything in the name of Messiah, and it'll be done according to the will of the Father. Father, heal him. That's it. I don't believe in long pretenses of prayers. I don't believe I have to fall on my knees every night and pray about that situation. He said, the mixed multitude, because of their loss and their greed, they caused the children of Israel to weep again and say, we want some flesh to eat. Now that's this generation. They're greedy for flesh. That's all they want to eat, flesh. They want to feed their flesh. That's all they want to do with things that their flesh lusts for. I understand scripture. You understand all things, I understand what I'm preaching to you. It's not a rehearsed message. It's the truth. That's why you need the Spirit. When a man is spiritual, scripture says that a man is spiritual. He that is spiritual judges all things. And he is judging no man. Do you understand that? What he's literally saying that when a man is spiritual, he that is spiritual, he discerns all things. He said, yet those that are around him, they don't even discern that he's a spiritual man. They can't even discern he's a spiritual man because of their lust and their sinful ways. When a man is spiritual, they can't discern. Was Messiah, did he walk amongst the masses of the people? I said, but I ask you a question. Was he spiritual? That they discern he was spiritual. Was Moshe a spiritual man? And he walked amongst that house of Israel. Did they discern he was spiritual? Yet he talked with Yahweh. He spoke face to face that Yahweh calls him his friend. This is a corrupt generation. It's a foul one. It is a traditional generation. I will stand on the truth. If no man stands with me, I will stand on truth. Not on mama's way, but my way, but Yahweh's way. They began to remember their lustful depravities, like you do, like Yahweh's assembly. He said, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. We got all these things free. And yet they did not get them free. They were oppressed. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic of the garlic. We got all this free. We had much. It was in much great supply to us. But now our soul, our breath is dried away. There is nothing at all. What a deceitful lie. What a lie conjured from the bellies of their lust. They said, we have nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. What a profound thing. They cannot discern the body. They cannot discern even the body of preserving them. And that's this generation can't discern the body. They can't discern a religious movement or religious feeling. Let me say to you, my friend, only you that have ear will hear what this man of Yahweh said. And in this hour, you're going to need that to have ear. There's a calamity that's coming upon the face of this earth. Only those that have the Kudush Ru'ah are going to be delivered. Not your wicked sons. Not your adulterous daughters and kinsmen. He's going to save the house of Israel like he did. He brought them out. And in this hour, you're not going to know how to pray much, believe me. That's why he tells us to weep. He didn't tell you to pray, but weep for the daughters of Zion. You daughters need to weep. You that don't know how to weep, you need to learn how to weep. You that have no tears in your eyes, you need to learn how to weep. Your wickedness will not allow you to do it. It's our soul is dried up. We have nothing, yet he gave them precious manna. To the point that he even describes the manna. The manna was as a coriander seed. And its color thereof was the color of beryllium. It was a perfectly white thing. Pure white. And the people went out and they gathered it. And they ground it in meals. And they beat it in mortars. And they baked it in pans. And they made cakes of it. Now they had food there to eat. The cows, sheep, goat, they had those kinds of things there. They had that. And they made cakes, and it tastes as it was a taste of fresh oil. He anointed them every day with the Spirit. And because of their complaining and your murmuring, you grieve the Spirit. And mentally are grieving the Kudus Ruah Yahweh. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moshe heard the people weep throughout their families, or all the families were weeping. Every man in the door of his tent. And the scripture says, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled greatly. What? The wicked act of this generation. He tells us in all things to give him thanks. He should have fallen before their knees. Well, I'm going through something. My son is not saved. You thank Yahweh. My daughter is in trouble. You thank him. That's what he means. Did he remove the cup from Messiah? And he died. This is a wicked generation. Their minds cannot receive truth. So that's why they were heaped with teachers, having itching ears. And they would teach them things that are compatible to their belief. I won't do that for you. I will preach things to you that are diametrically opposed to your little deceitful mind and your little wicked mind. For it's not of Yahweh. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. It's an unclean thing. It's a vile thing. And so Yahweh was greatly angered. And Moshe was also displeased. The burning of that wicked house, the sins, the unrighteous manners. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? What a statement, Moshe. Sad. Wherefore you have afflicted your servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in that thy sight? That thou layest the burden of all this people upon me. They're crying for food. Listen now. They want meat now. They wanted meat. They didn't want the corinda. They didn't want the body. That's why Messiah, that was manifested when all of them followed him for the fish and the loaves. Do you not see how they said we had fish freely? We had garlic. We had it all freely. And did not Messiah feed them with a few loaves of bread and the fish? Did they not have fish and bread? It is a metaphor of the very same thing, saints. We are so ignorant, we don't have time to love Yahweh, and we don't love him. So you're not interested in scripture. You're very interested in feeding your gut and making sure your belly is full, whereby you become hostile and angry. About what? Nothing. This is a dog generation. It's a greedy and a sumptuous one. And so they say, we have free fish. Messiah said, you follow me just for the free fish and the fish and loaves. He said, now I'll tell you to eat my body and drink my blood. Well, he always said, eat the corinda because that is the body. They said, we don't want that. And that's the way you are. You don't want the true bread. You don't want the things that show you the corruption and the foulness in you. We don't want that. And for some reason we think that the Tanakh has no power today, has no relevance, because we say, well, we have the New Testament. No, the New Covenant of Yahweh, it is the strength, it is the witness of the truth of the Tanakh. And if one is not relevant, then the other one is a lie too. That's the truth. He said, you laid this burden of all these people upon me. He said, have I conceived all this people? Did they come forth out of me? Did I birth them? Have I begotten them? Have I brought them out of Egypt? That thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth a suckling child unto the land which thou declare or promise unto their father. Are you telling me to leave this house? A house that is rebellious and sinful? Did I conceive these your way? Yet he knew that there was a place of great abundance and riches. Because he declared it in his prophecy here. He said, whence? Now look at this. Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh, that we may eat. Yahweh said, now I give you the flesh of Messiah, eat it. Well, I don't want it. Because his name is not Jesus. His name is Yahshua, son of pagan Jesus. So we said, we don't want that. That's what they did. They said, we will not eat it. And they turned and all walked away from him. And he turned to that little 12 and say, will you go also? They had enough wisdom to say, only you, Messiah, have the bread of life. Because you're the bread. And that is what that corinda was, the bread of life. You need the bread of life today, saints. You need the bread of life. Not the dough bread. Not the biscuits, the donuts, the pizzas. You need the bread of life. You need the fresh anointing, the oil of your wine. You need that every day. That's why you need to rise and shine, as the old folks were saying, give Yahweh the honor. The people say, give us flesh that we may eat. Verse 14, he said, I am not able to bear all this people along because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me or treat me this way. Now, he said to Yahweh, you're treating me like a dog. So that's why folks pray, because they say, well, you're not doing right by me. Yes, he's doing right by us. I believe many of the afflictions of the righteous. And Yahweh delivered them out of them all. So your prayer is just like this. You haven't done me right, Father. My son is not walking right. My daughter needs that. No, you are a fool. You don't even know your why. And Yahweh sitting there saying, Moshe, I went to Pharaoh and delivered the people with a mighty hand. And I got honor upon Pharaoh. And then you question me. That's what people do today. They question the men of your why. Because they will not capitulate or preach a doctrine that is accustomed to them. People will turn. I understand that. But I don't distrust Yahweh because of that. I stay the course and the road. No, I'm not boasting, but I know that his anointing rests in this vessel. The things I say, I can't say them on my own intellectual learnings. Because I'm not a man that retains things very well. I really don't. That's why I must constantly study and study. I don't have that type of intellectual power. And the reason I believe Yahweh has always done me like that I will always go and feed on the bread of life. I will always eat. The coriander seed is wonderful to me. I'll eat it. I'll eat that because it's the fresh anointing of Yahweh. He said, if you deal with me this way, you treat me like this. He said, kill me. And he said, I pray thee, or I beg of thee. Even that word is used in many places. 38 times in the book of Genesis, pray. And not one time does it talk about praying. Oh, I beg of thee. He said, I beg of thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, let me not see my own loathsomeness or my wretchedness. Don't let me even see it. But let me see how wretched I am, worthless, what I am. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people. He said, I want those men that have the spirit of submission of order and law upon them. And you know those men. You know the ones that can bear 50 pounds. You know the ones that can bear 100 pounds. You know the one that cannot lift 200 pounds. And you know the one that cannot press 1,000 pounds. That's what he said to Moshe. Now we get offended today because there's one that has a greater ecclesiastic anointing than you do. We are offended because we think it ought to be me. And the reason why, because of such covetousness. We ought to esteem others more highly than ourselves. That's what you do. Esteem others. And we won't do that. You will esteem your wicked son, daughter. You want righteous, unholy kinsmen? I won't do it. My only aunt called me yesterday to tell me that my brother had a stroke just like the one that died. He's in intensive care in the hospital. Paralyzed. Can't hardly talk. This man rejected truth, any kind of truth. He despised the laws of Yahweh. He despises righteousness. And for me to pray to Yahweh to deliver him, it would be an unjust thing, because then it's praying against his truth. Be not deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you tell me Yahweh heard your prayer and you prayed against his laws, you are a liar. He did not hear nothing at all. As Messiah said, that the healing is for the bread of Yahweh's children. And so here he lies in the hospital. Can't even talk. Mind can't even register. No, I don't rejoice in a man's iniquities being manifested unto him. Charity or the love of Yahweh doesn't do that. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It doesn't shout because of that. It makes me cry to my Father, search me. Try me, Yahweh. And see if there be any evil or wicked thing in me. Not him, but in me, Yahweh. Will you go and pray for him? No, I don't sense no leading and no guidance to do that. I will not let them mock my Father. I will not let them mock me. I won't let them mock my Father. So that is their cup. What will you do? I will rest in my Father. I know you don't know him because Messiah said, he lifted up his hands and a sigh. He said, my, who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my Father. I don't have to question that. You're going to hell when you disobey him. I don't care who you are. That's the truth. That is why he has a little collection of his people throughout the world brought them to a place that they can give him all of their hearts. That's the truth. That's the truth. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my Father. These are my kinsmen.